Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now here is your host and guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Hello, and welcome to another show right here on BBS Radio. Thank you for joining me, A Link to Heaven. Once again, thank you again. 1-888-268-4313 is the number to call. Speak with me. But before we do, I'd like to cover some things, if I may, with you guys. Each and every week, I'd like to start out by thanking the ever-growing list of people I am working with to bring you, the listeners, many great messages of spirit. To all of you, I salute you all. BBS Radio, On Top. Kevin Smith Show. The X Zone. Achieve Radio. Bob FM. CKCU Ottawa. WIPS New York City. CJFR Radio Brockville. Chum FM Nationwide Canada. The A Channel Television. Star Choice Satellite Television. Bell Express View Satellite Television. The In Good Faith Television Show in Ottawa. And many, many more. I thank you very much. You know, I'm so lucky to be able to work with such people as Ronald James RJ Television Productions, Margaret Went Television Productions, and Hearst Entertainment taking interest in me for a new show that's coming out soon on television. And, of course, you know, Dead Whisper, the crew who made it so much possible. And with the integral people such as these, it makes life so very interesting, I tell you, and enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable. Very good people. To all of you, thank you so very much. Once again, folks, that's 1-888-268-4313. But I'm going to go over a few things before we take callers. I'm going to go into the email bag. I want to get into that. Well, everybody knows I have an email bag and with a few items in it to share with you all. So let's get to it. First off, a few comments from listening audience. Sharon from Perth, Australia. She wrote me, "Robbie, I love listening to the topics you come to share with us. Very open and honest is what I like about it. Keep up the good work." Thank you, Sharon. I am so happy you're enjoying the show. And if you have any suggestions because of the topics you like what I'm presenting, you know, write them in and let me know what topics you like. Send them to rob@bloginservice.com. I try to cover a wide range of different aspects and different things of spiritualism. But if you have something you wish to hear, write in to me. And that goes for any of the listeners. Write in to me and let me know and we can discuss it. Michelle from Vancouver, British Columbia. "Rob, the show really touches a spot in my soul. Love the last one on healing. It gave me advantages to look at in the way I might approach things now. Thank you." Well, you know, Michelle, thank you. I'm glad you like the show about healing. I want to do that one again. I just have a feeling people need to relate to that a little bit more. It's the forgiveness and the healing and the helping of one another. You are so welcome. I hope these topics help everyone as yourself. It is very good to hear from you, and it makes me feel good that you are writing to me. Thank you again. God bless you. One more. Laura from New York. "I heard you on another show and got your link to this one. I like the site. It looks great. It is a huge radio show for sure. So much to choose from. I want to thank you for taking my call and help me with my situation. You were spot on about everything and everyone around me. Thank you again from the Big Apple." Well, Laura, you know, thank you. I'm glad that you wrote in, and I'm glad you're tuning in to BBS. BBS is my home. It's fantastic. I love it here, and you're going to love it here. We have a wide variety of programs here. It's huge. Take your time, go through it all. You know, it's fantastic. You're just gonna love it. I personally like to thank you for writing me with your comments. So glad you enjoyed reading, and if there is anything else I can do to help, please feel free to ring me up on my show here. God bless you bunches. Okay, well, that's what it, that was, you know, very nice indeed to hear from you lovely people listening each and every week. I will be reaching in the mailbag, reading your comments or suggestions. And again, bring those suggestions forward. Write them to me if you want to have a topic or a different topic of discussion. Give me a call at rob@bloginservice.com. Write it in there. I'd truly love to hear from you all. Now let's switch gears here for a bit. Going to bring up the dream book and do a couple of dream postings that came to me, finding the messages behind them. As I do, grab the dream book. Remember, gang, you can write to me about dreams, or if you have even a simple question as to what is going to happen to you in the up-and-coming year, you know, bring it on. Write it to me. So without further ado, the first dream comes from Cindy from Saskatchewan, Canada. Cindy writes to me. This all started, I was doing a meditation. I went to the beach for some R&R. I saw a wolf, a scraggly-looking one, eating frogs. I went up to it and said, "Ooh, stop eating them. And why are you eating them? Yucky." This was not the usual wolf that was with me when I meditate, too. I went to bed that night. All I could remember is the wolf was after me. I woke up, told my hubby I was having a bad dream. This wolf was after me. I went back to sleep. Sure enough, my dream started again where I left off. When I reawoke, that is weird in itself to continue on with a dream when you have woken up again. I know there is a message here, but I can't figure it out, other than it has to do with family. Rob, can you figure this out? Sorry, not much to go on. Just a little what I remember. Thanks, Cindy. Yes, by all means, Cindy. This type of dream is a recurrent one, and also can be called a lucid dream, where one can actually re-enter the dream at some point of exiting it and even have control over it by changing the outcome in many ways. When we have the recurrent dream, the effects that won't leave us, that means unfinished business within your lifestyle or living. Something has occurred that has awakened the wolf, making the hunter within you strive to find the answers to your situations within your daily living. The fact the frogs do not appease you in this eating aspect means that something distasteful that is occurring is not to your liking of you. So this needs attention, not just recognition. See, sometimes things are better left unsaid, as the old adage. However, there is a time and a place for everything. Thus, this is one of them. An alternative to speaking your mind would be to write it out, the occurrence, for yourself, thus offering it to the universe, and not to harbor ill feelings that just don't sit well in the taste of things, for you then will not get that, like you quoted, ooh, yucky feeling effect. Now, the way I feel about this for you is, you do hold too much in. It's natural to speak your mind. This is expression of thought. And therefore, nothing should ever be kept inside, for then we achieve nothing, thinking it will just go away. The obvious is just the opposite. We have our inner selves, for the lack of a better term, nudging us along to speak up clear what is on our conscience, becoming free of what straps us to the burden of holding ill feelings. Speaking one's mind is a great tool for reprieve. People might think, again, it's best left unsaid. However, the proof is in the pudding, and it comes back to, hence the wolf, to bite you in the butt, leaving a distasteful feeling like eating frogs. What a gross concept, but a great way to illustrate a great point. I hope this helps you, Cindy, to clear the air of mystique around your dream and the message that contains. God bless. Folks, the number is 1-888-268-4313 is the number. Call in to speak with me, jump on the phone, and give me a dingle, and we'll take your calls right after reading these dreams. Another great dream we are going to look at tonight comes from a lady named Linda. I could really do with some help, she says, right now, so if anyone can help me, I would really appreciate, Rob, if you could help me. I was not feeling great today. I fell asleep on my sofa. Lucky I have a great partner. I had this really strange dream. It started with me being with my children and stepchildren in our home. Then suddenly, we were in a strange country, in a huge apartment. And every time you went to the bathroom, you had to go out the back door and come back in the front door. But to do this, you had to walk past the train station. I found this beautiful old-fashioned ring in the bathroom whilst I was looking for my daughter's ring that she had lost. I found my daughter's ring, but placed the other ring on my right first finger. And whilst walking past the train station, the ring turned into a lantern. Then I was back at home with my children, again, waiting for my partner to come home from work. All the children were happy and loving, which I guess is a good thing. The other thing that has bothered me, that in midst of all that I saw, a spirit woman called to me, but felt like she was trying to pull me towards her, and I wanted to talk to my partner.
You have a first caller?
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay.
First, I was... Caller, can you bear with me for a moment?
Yes.
Thank you. First, I was not afraid of this woman, but just wasn't ready to talk to her. I feel that there is a message in this dream, but I am not sure what it is. I have been very stressed and unable to focus on this. Please, can you help me? God bless, love, and light. Well, Linda, the answer to this would be, I took a good look at this, and I wrote you the answer. Right now in your life, seeing that you were in a different country and a huge apartment sets the scene as the fact your life is going through some changes with issues at present. Being in a different country represents that want to escape what is around you at present or going on around you in your life now. Finding that old, in quotes, fashioned ring is the fact you want to actually capture part of you from yesteryear that you have lost, or a part of you that you wish you'd never let go, and comparing it to your daughter at present. Placing it on your right hand is the future of things, so you tend to actually relate things in the future. Put on your first finger now, the pointing finger, and this too attributes to the finger pointing and blame. Quick to point out things regardless of who or what may be at stake, always looking for the little ways in, let's say, to put your 2 cents in, your 2 cents worth. Your mother was a guiding factor in your life. For the thing I pick up here is relation between not being willing to confront her on certain things, but yet you tend to examine your daughter thoroughly. Things have a habit of playing rebound history with you, which is this. Things from your life or past part of your life tend to creep up in your eyes of the way you look at your daughter or family members close to you. Maybe we can change this outlook and strive for to be different. God bless you. This is what it's all about, folks, finding the answers to your inner self talking to you. So if you have dreams you wish to hear on the radio or have me interpret them for you, by all means, please, rob@blogandservice.com. Caller, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Thank you for being patient and waiting with me.
No problem.
I just wanted to get that message out there for Linda, and hopefully she's listening to it now. So, what's your first name?
This is Julia.
Julia.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. How's the weather with you?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
We need some good weather.
Yeah, okay. We've had really beautiful days. Sun shining, nice out. You can be out in it. It's not so hot that you can't stand it.
Oh, really? We need some of that here. And we're getting there. You know, it's I see the fruition of the plants are coming, you know, and, and the buds are breaking open. Oh, boy. I love it.
It's a beautiful time, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Do you have a question for me?
Well, I'm calling actually with two questions. I was going to see what you saw for me for May and also any job opportunities coming soon, sooner than later.
For May. Okay. I know for one reason, I want to know where you're calling from. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay.
Mm-hmm.
May. All right. May is now, one more day for you. The first week of May, I'm going to break it down this way. The first week of May is going to be just another week. Second week of May, I'm getting something calling in from an old friend's calling you. So somebody's going to be calling you and getting in touch with you. It's going to be an old friend. It's funny how I'm breaking this down like this, but this is how I'm getting it. I never do this way. But it's weird. You're going to have a relation in the second week. It's going to be someone will be getting in touch with you. Third week. The end of May is a big time for you. The end of May is a big time. I'm skipping the third week. I have nothing there for you. The end of May is a big time for you. And job-wise, there is a call, and I'm circling May and the 4th. So that's the end of May, the 4th week here. That's what I'm picking up. Did you quit a job?
Back in November.
Yeah. And
and then nothing has come along since then. I send out stuff, not having any luck in that department.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay. We have to redo. We have to reinvent you. This is what I'm getting, is the reinvention of you. What you've done in the past, we want to step away from that because it's to you it's blasé. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. We want to reinvent Julia. All right. And you know I'm getting administration, so I don't know if you've applied for administration positions, but there's something. Pardon?
Secretarial work is what I've done in the past.
So administration, right?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. End of May.
May.
Yeah, there's going to be a call. I'm sorry about the third week. I pick up nothing. The second week is going to be a call from somebody, old relation. You're going to tie in some loose ends in this area here with an old relation. The first week here of May is just another week. The end of May is your time. And I would definitely, I get call. So I don't know if you placed somewhere a resume or something to a job, but you've already got feedback already on this. They'd be talking to you. I would be placing a call to them as a backup, saying you're still here, but it's the end of May. That's what I got for you.
Okay.
And your second question?
Well, I'm having kind of a health thing going on that I'm just, I have to go back for another test kind of thing.
Right.
You know, the women's annual things that we do.
Yeah, exactly. You're kind of scared.
Yeah, a little concerned.
Yeah. You know what?
I just had a relief from one, so this is like the second one. I got one to come back 1 week, and then the next week another one. So.
Yeah, you know what? Don't worry, okay?
Don't worry.
And I mean that. There's nothing to worry about. Tests show positive and negative all the time, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So without me airing it on air, you know what I'm talking about. So this is one of those times. So don't worry, okay?
Okay, thank you. Okay. That's reassuring.
yeah, definitely. So you don't have to worry. So there you go. God bless you. I hope this helps you tonight.
Definitely. God bless you as well. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yes, folks, it's 1-888-268-4313 is the number to call. Speak with me, so jump on the phone. Give me a dingle. I also like to take the time, before I have another caller, is... Hello, caller. How are you? Hello?
Hi, Robbie. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you so very much.
You did such a good job.
Thank you.
Have some questions for you tonight, actually, like the lady prior, too.
Okie doke.
One is about my financial situation for May.
Okay.
Pardon me? And the other one is about my family. They're all moving away and going back to Kansas. And I want to know how that's going to be for them. I'm not going.
Okay. I want to start with the latter first, okay?
Okay.
Kansas? Yeah, I see very good with this.
Good, I'll be happy for them.
Yeah, it's just that you have the missing part. It'll become, you know how we get separated from family, we get the longing.
Yeah.
And the sadness and everything.
Yeah.
In a way, too, you've been looking for some type of reprieve here as well. But other than that, there's nothing to worry about. It's going to be very good. Very good indeed. So that's okay. In fact, it's going to be very good for very prosperous for them going back to Kansas.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So it's very good.
Good.
Financial for you. Mm. Okay. How do you want me to break this down for you for the whole year?
Well, yeah, if you got time.
Okay.
That's a big book. Has been for several years.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you something. In 6 months, I'm going to break it down this way for you. 6 months' time,
uh-huh.
Someone's going to ask you if you will join them in helping them out in their business. And this is going to be like a friend acquaintance. Somebody that you know is in this area, and this is what I'm getting. You know what? I see you jumping to it. Everything's going to be fine. So that's 6 months down the road. I don't know if that's soon enough for you, but that's what's coming.
Well, I'm trying to get a mortgage on my home, and I'm wondering how that's going to go.
Okay. Now we're going into the mortgage aspect.
Well, that's finances.
Yeah. I'm getting being turned down once already or being...
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? And here, and this is going down the road here again too. I'm getting like a month and a half turn,
mm-hmm.
and this is what I'm getting. There's a turn here, and it's going to be. How can I describe? I'm seeing. It's not like the regular bank type mortgage. It's like from a high finance type thing.
Yeah.
And this is the only alternative. If I were you,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting two things here. The balance, the scales. Okay, I'm seeing the scales in front of me. So
mm-hmm.
don't jump. Really weigh your options. Okay?
Okay.
Because, like, again, I'm looking 6 months down the road, and I know you want to do what you want to do, but this turn comes at a month to a month and a half, and I'm getting the scales. I'm seeing them, and that means weigh your options. Okay? So see what's going on. Just don't jump into it because I can get a mortgage. You don't want to be hooked into something that you're going to pay through the nose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wait 6 months. Be smart about it.
Okay. Okay. I know exactly where you're coming from with that one.
Good, good, good. And
yeah.
If you need to have reassurance or anything, by all means, call me back and we can talk again. But if it was me telling you as a real close friend, I'm telling you right now, don't do it.
Yeah, they want to go with this 30-year thing when my house is paid for.
Yeah.
I want the line of credit.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay.
Okay?
So this is telling me wait a month and a half and go with when I can get more money from this line of credit I already have.
That's the turn.
It's lower interest. Because mm-hmm.
in
June I can get more money.
Right. And then you got that 6 months down the road, you're going to have things are going to really, like, really go well for you. So...
But you do see me being able to financially, keep it afloat until then.
Oh, definitely. But, again, really reflect, okay? I really want you to sit back and reflect because, let's face it, you know, everybody likes to spend money and on extras here and there and what have you. We don't want to leave ourselves tight, do we?
I bought a foreclosure home, and it needs a lot of work. Obviously, that's why I got it so cheap, was able to pay cash.
Right.
And I was just wanting this money to bring it up to the standard that it should be. Nothing fancy, just, you know, just basic things to bring it back up to par.
Watch your spending.
But I don't want to be tied in this for 30 years because I think the economy is in a really whirlwind right now.
Yep. So be careful.
I don't want to lose my home.
That's right.
Yeah.
So be very careful, okay?
Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. God bless you.
And you have a good show.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Well, that was very nice. Thank you so very much. I would like to take the time, you know, just to let everybody know my second book came out. And, you know, I'm so happy about it. They released it early. And hi, caller. How are you? Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. My name's Kalila. Sorry.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Kalila.
Kalila?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty. I never heard of that before. I'm always amazed by these beautiful names that come up. It's just amazing. Kalila, that's nice. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
Good stuff. What can I do for you?
I was just wondering what's the most important thing that I need to know for this year.
For this year?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when you're talking about this year, I don't know if you're going back to school, but I'm seeing education.
Yeah. Yeah, college.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going back to college?
I'm starting college.
You're starting college. Well, there you go. There's your big thing for this year. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. This project, I know I'm getting like a project feel too, but this which you're entering, really buckle down, okay? Really do for you. You have your head on your shoulders, but don't be swayed by other people. You're going to run into people who want to go out and party all the time or whatever and what have you. Keep your head on your shoulders. You'll be fine. I really sense that. I'm not saying that to be, sound funny to you, but some people are like that, and you're like that. That's your sense of you. You can be swayed easily. So take what I'm getting for you and do this college, come out with flying colors, and you're going to do fine. Being your first stop and your first time this year coming, you know, you're going to do fine. And anything else coming for you? Yes. You're going to say, well, come on, don't say that, but watch the guys, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, yeah. I know, you're not the only psychic to tell me that.
yeah, definitely. Just keep your head on your shoulders, and you're going to be fine. I'm serious.
Okay.
You'll be great.
Okay.
God bless you.
Yes, you too. Bye.
Have a great night. Well, folks, you know, my second book, Signs from Heaven, came out. And you can get it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Chapters.ca, Amazon.com.uk, 2YK, or wherever. It's all over the place. And I'm just so happy about it. I really am. People are getting it, and they're reading it, and I'm getting the feedback. It's just fabulous. And I'm so happy that you people are enjoying it. Thank you so very much. You know, if you like, drop in your local store and pick one up, too. You know, happy reading for everybody. Enjoy it. 1-888-268-4313 is the number to call to speak with me. Again, give me a dingle. I'm going to take a fast little break, and for everybody's waiting to get through, I'll be back in 2 and 2. Hello and welcome back. Thank you for allowing me to take a break. 1-888-268-4313 is the number to give me a call. Jump on the phone. Give me a dingle. And we have a caller, I believe, waiting online.
Hi, yes.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you most certainly. What's your first name, hon?
Melissa.
Melissa. Nice name.
Yes.
I hear you say that all the time. I always say people's names are nice. This is nice. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, I was down there.
It's cold right now down here.
Yeah, I was down there. We shot Al Capone's place.
Okay.
Yeah, we shot Mantino's state hospital.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you aware of that?
How long ago were you here?
Oh, I think 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Oh, God, it was right around the corner.
Yeah, we just did the 3 episodes to Dead Whisper. You can check it out at www.deadwhisper.com.
What is it, Dead Whisper?
Dead Whisper, yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you can check
that out. I will definitely do that.
Pardon?
Well, you probably were here when we were having a little warm spell.
Yeah, you know what? It wasn't bad when I was there. It wasn't that bad. At nighttime, we did a lot of shooting. We did 18-hour days. Yeah, it was cold at night.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I love the town. Everything was so big. I can't believe
it. Did you get to see anything besides just the nightlife?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I enjoyed it. I really did. For what I've seen. But the 4 hours from traveling back to the hotel to be able to sleep, get back up, and go back to work. But other than that, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the prettiest cities I've ever seen.
Yeah, and, you know, what's up with those highways? Every time we turn around, we had to pay to go on a highway.
Yeah. Have you ever gone up to New England, to the Massachusetts toll?
I've never seen anything like that in my life. Every time we turn around, we were splitting the cost of going on a highway.
Yeah. they have it very similar. I lived in Massachusetts, too, and it's crazy up there, too, with the tolls and the traffic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it was bad. You know, and they say Chicago's the hub because there were so many trucks. And
yeah. That's
the hub for everything. It just goes out everywhere. It was neat to see. You have a question for me?
You know, I guess I have several questions. A couple have to do with, I guess, your background. And how do you actually get the information that you get?
My background. Okay. Where do I
start? Is that okay if I ask that on?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Good question. I wasn't ready for it, but that's good. My background. Age 3, we'll go back that far.
Age 3.
I wrote a book. My very first book is called A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side. And in there, I talk about from age 3 till approximately now, 2 years ago when the book came out.
Right.
And I explain about my mother had a child and gave my sister up for adoption. And back in those days, the Roman Catholic Church took the children and gave them up for adoption. Then she met my father, and then along came me. So that was years and years past, and then along came me. And when I was about 3 years old to 4 years old, I started to tell her that I know I had another sister out there, and that that either I was adopted or she was adopted. And this really pained her, because there's a little child telling her that he knows everything. And so I went along telling her this. Pardon me?
I said right.
Yeah. And so I went along telling her this. And when she passed away, when I was 28 year age of 28, the family took me aside, and they explained all those years I was right. And it was kept a secret. And I met my sister. They did a big radio show, and we brought her down. It was all put into the media about how I knew from age 3 till then. And then here's another one. I was 4 years old. I was sitting talking to the priests from the church in my family, telling them about life on the life on other planets. A 4 year old, you know, explaining these things. You know, it's just amazing. But that's
what
where
gave
it starts.
You, I guess, what gave you enough confidence to come out and start sharing this with everyone, your guest?
When my mother died.
Okay, so when you were 28.
Yeah, I actually helped out in a murder case 18 years ago, and that's totally different. But what actually made me come out fully like this, the night before I had a vision of my mother passing, and I went and told her the next day exactly what happened, and I was compelled to tell her. It's in the book as well. And she looked at me right through me. She was intuitive, and she looked right through me. The difference is when people look at you, they look at you, but she was looking into my soul.
Right.
And she knew. She told me to leave and that she wanted me to come back later on that evening. So I did, and I felt that push-pull effect where my soul wanted me to leave, but yet I wanted to stay. I didn't want to because I knew something was going to happen. An hour and a half later, I'm sitting in my kitchen with my best friend and my wife, and the phone rings, and it's a man screaming on the end of the line, and it's my father, and he's telling me, it's your mother, it's your mother. So we raced over, and there they were, bringing her out on the gurney and doing CPR, and she passed away. That right there showed me that spirit moves so deep within me, and that if I could tell her this and losing my best friend, I got to do something about it. So from that moment on, I just came right out.
That is wonderful. I guess I was wondering, do you need a specific question to tune into me?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at
do
all.
You get,
thank you for asking me this, too, by the way. It's good to talk about, and I like that. Thank you.
Well, I've had very similar situations my entire life, you know, and it's something that, you know, it's nice to see people who have confidence in their own ability.
Right, exactly. Exactly. That is really good. Really good.
Well, you've got a very warm, welcoming voice, too, that, you know, is easy to talk to.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, for speaking, for teaching, you know, and for even bringing it more mainstream.
Right, right. Well, I thank you.
You're welcome.
How long have you been out?
out since I was about 18 years old.
Oh, good, good, good. Do you find the reception very well?
Oh, I'll give you a good example. I went to a party Friday night, and you know, everyone knew that, you know, I did intuitive work, and, you know, some of the people there said, oh, you probably knew I was going to open up that bottle of wine. So you always get comments like that.
Right.
You know, which it's, you know, you could tell that they just don't understand, you know, a lot of it.
True.
But sometimes it does bother me, you know, where, you know, I wish people realized that, you know, it's something I think that all of us have, and, you know, some of, you know, I'd say the majority of people just keep it to themselves.
It's,
you know, they don't
all,
share it with
yeah,
other people, or they don't believe in it.
Right, right. It's just the acceptance factor. People sometimes are blinded and take spirit for granted.
Yes.
And
right.
It's a hard road to follow. It really is. And like yourself, you want to be willing to do and help out as much as possible, but yet when people start to throw flagstone at you, and it's not so much ridicule, but to poignantly, you know, say, you know, I'm going to open that wine bottle, and when they go home by themselves, those are the same people that sit there and reflect and go, yeah, you know, I'm feeling this myself. But they just
right.
don't want to accept it.
Yeah, and I think it's coming to acceptance, you know, and putting up a facade, you know, on the outside, but then you're right, going home and knowing, you know, that this is a big part of who they are, too.
Exactly. Exactly. That's so
true. But I guess one of my questions is do you see anything, you know, with me pursuing this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm getting, you know, because I'm a writer, I'm an author, and
right.
and you write. So are you taking notes and keeping your journal?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you going to turn this journal into actually a, not so much of an autobiography, but an actual, not even going to go to a how-to book, but actually a guidance type thing?
Okay. I haven't even thought of anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I see you doing that.
Okay.
And it's not like a how-to. Or about you, it's about like a guidance tool where people can actually reflect and look at your situations or what you've been involved in and take a look at that and go, yeah, I can relate.
Do you know when this would start taking shape and form?
Yeah, you've been doing it. You're keeping the journal.
Okay.
And you got your notes. When it's going to turn into the book form, I'm not going to give you the power of suggestion. Just to put that and spur that in your mindset, but
right.
yeah, I'm gonna say, you know, midsummer coming here, you're gonna turn and you're gonna do it.
My other question is do you see this intuitive practice, you know, that I've started really getting back into becoming more than just, you know, reading at a store, reading out of my home.
Yeah, I find that you read a lot more different, just not out of your home and what have you. It's an everyday occurrence with you. You're walking down, you see somebody or talking with them. You know, it's funny to finish somebody's thought, and you've been told that. You're finishing their words, right?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, and you know what? Go with it.
I guess I've been drawn to even trying to help with missing persons case, and I haven't done anything with it, but it has been entering my mind a lot lately.
Right. This is part and parcel of your guidance book. And while you're writing this stuff out of your encounters and how you feel about them, this is all going to lend credence to everything that you are, everything that is instilled within you. And you're going to offer this to other people. And this, like I said, will all come focus midsummer.
Okay. Right. Any other
cool?
Words of wisdom?
Does that sound good for you?
Oh, it sounds terrific for me.
Good. Now, I just don't want you to do this and think I spurred the power of suggestion into your mindset, because I know you're
you're very articulate.
You're very intuitive. You have healing aspects about you, and reaching out and evaluating. You are an evaluator of everybody else. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
You go along and say, you know, this person's like this, this, and this, and this. You can read people well. So take that, use that, and that will, in a good sense, and that will be your foundation to make this.
Is this going to launch me to a new level?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, from what you're doing now, and I don't know, I see you on spots. I don't know if you've done radio before or what have you. But I've seen you, I sense it.
On spot radio.
Yeah. Have you done spots before?
No, I haven't.
Have you considered doing spots?
Yeah, yeah. Definitely been thinking about it.
Well, don't think about it. You should do it. Seriously. You know, those who think and ponder are the ones who don't get ahead, right?
Right.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words, and that's why I'm picking this up on you, so go for it.
Thank you very, very much.
You're most welcome. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, too.
Have a great night.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-888-268-4313 is the number to call. Yeah, Chicago. Oh, Chicago, Chicago. I was there. I can't believe it. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you, Robbie?
I'm fantastic. Did you catch me singing Chicago?
No, I've been trying. You have too many fans.
It must be my
lucky
singing.
Lucky man. And they're all women. What's with that?
I don't know.
You sexy.
Oh, you're gonna ride me, aren't you? Oh my gosh, you're gonna joke with me now. That's funny. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, Vancouver, Washington. And your first name?
My name's Sandy.
Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy. I was wondering if you could ask a question. It's about my daughter. It's about my youngest daughter.
Okie doke.
Her name is Jamie. She lives in Seattle. I was wondering if she has yet to meet the guy she's going to marry, or does she know him, or has she not met him yet?
No, you know what's really funny when you ask me that? I feel like, ooh, did she was with a guy or with a guy that's not supposed, she's not supposed to be with of your liking? You know, that's what I'm getting, and myself, like, that's not the guy she was with or before. Or
well, she was with a guy that I wasn't sure I felt right about, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. But it wasn't. I just didn't feel like it was the guy, and she was like, I think it's my soulmate and all this stuff, and I'm thinking, something tells me that this doesn't fit. But,
right, right.
But,
I'm going to give you two things.
Okay.
Number one, and don't be mad at me, Mom, okay? Number one, we can't live our daughter's life. We have to let our daughter live her life, and no matter what path they take, they fall down, they get back up, we guide them. We cannot live their life for them, be
no,
it a mate or someone that they're going to spend time with that we don't like. It's not up to us to be the one to say, okay, this is your lover. We can't do that. She's going to find somebody come end of summer, and this individual, again, in the beginning, you're not going to like, but you know what? It's going to take
I never interfere.
Pardon me?
I never interfere. I always just listen to her and give her the best advice I can.
Good.
If she asks.
Good.
Not if she doesn't.
Right. No, end of summer, August time. I'm going to say August, and that's what's coming up here, August. August is a big month here, too, by the way. I don't getting around like the 11th. So
big month
date,
for me or for her?
For her. So this time, and speaking to you, August is a big month. So for both you, or August 11th is tied in here, and that's what's coming.
Something good. I need something good, Robbie. Something real good. Can you give it to me?
And this is going to be good for her, but, okay, I want you to really listen to this.
Okay.
In the beginning, you're not going to like this guy, but it's going to happen that he will grow on you, and this is the guy for her. So this guy's coming, and it's in August, and the 11th comes. So the 11th is a date, and the month is August. So August is a big month pertaining to you or her, and the 11th has come for her.
Do you see anything exciting going to happen for me anytime this year?
Yeah, trip. I'm writing
a
the
trip?
Word trip. I'm writing the word trip.
Really?
Yeah, I'm writing the word trip. Okay, you visiting her in Seattle? We're planning to visit
I'm
her
not,
in Seattle?
Well, I visit her in Seattle. To me, that's not a big trip, though.
Okay, it's not from where you are?
No, I'm not from Seattle.
Oh, no, I mean, it's not very a big trip from where you are to Seattle?
Oh, no, it's only 3 hours.
Oh, is it? Okay, no. I see a trip. I see a trip. And, again, it's going just before August time. So August is a big month, and it comes in for her, for the boyfriend, for the male that she's going to meet that's going to meet up to your expectations. And also your trip is right in that area just before August.
Great. Well, thank you, Robbie.
You're most welcome.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Have a wonderful night.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye now. 1-888-268-4313 is the number. Give me a dingle. Apparently, I have all female callers. That was funny. Yes, and what was I talking about? Oh, Chicago. Yes, what a town that was. I tell you, something else. Okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but let's start tonight's topic. We got 10 minutes, and this is great. Really fast. I spoke with a young lady today, and she was having problems with finding her way. She made it very clear to me that she felt out, like she felt that she fell out with God and Spirit. And she asked me, how is it that she can get back with Spirit? Can you show me, she says. I said, I sat there for a moment, and already having my answer, I thought, what would be the proper way for her to really grasp this essential moment? For I was feeling her pain. I began to say, and her name's Brenda, when you feel within you that you crave and yearn for the proper path to follow, does it not make sense then you are actually on it? You know, just blinded to the fact, like, and I spoke that about that earlier, being blinded, just blinded to the fact, things in life as humans, and this goes for everyone, we tend to ignore the obvious, looking beyond what is right in our face. She paused, then answered me saying, that made total sense. For so much around her was in accordance to this line of thinking. She made mention to the fact that every individual, once in a while, will take things for granted, especially spirit, because of the desire to want rather than to need. This became the basis for our discussion on spirituality and us as humans, and this is the topic I wanted to cover tonight, the basis of spirituality in us as humans. So the topic for tonight is this. The question I posed to her then at this point is, where do you feel you stand at this moment in your life with spirit? She answered me saying she has lost her faith, feeling a difference in the way she looks at things. She wanted a quick fix, let's say, to surrender the feeling or not belonging, so to speak. I explained this is not a place like a market where you can reach out upon a shelf, find a recipe, and fix it. Then I said to her, does this make more sense to you if I say people become displaced? I often talk about this. I write it in my books about becoming displaced rather than losing your faith. Nobody loses faith, but rather they become displaced, kind of like sidestepping the path, taking a break, if you will. She began to see the meaning I was headed for while saying she feels that the point I am going to make is one that everyone can achieve the path again just by doing it. It's all about just doing it. I thought, yes, she is giving this for it's showing through the way she is communicating with me now. Like she's grasping this. I asked her this, Brenda, in your life along the way till your tender age of 34, how many awakenings have you had in spirit? She made mention she didn't understand what awakenings have to do with being off the path of spirit. I told her that at every interval in time, as we grow in life, everyone, and I mean everyone, for there is not a soul out there who hasn't been at this point in their life or junction, become awakened to a new point in growth and spirit. The awakening Brenda is having to find herself and explore the new her within herself and spirit, this is what it is. When one wants to have spirit and craves it, but feels bewildered by some means of feeling displaced, this is a pit stop along the way of many growth spurts, if you will, to a betterment of you. The enlightenment of an individual will, of course, go through this type of sidestepping, gaining from every exposure of spirit along the way, hence, awakening. Brenda finally got the picture, explaining that she often thought that awakenings gave people headaches and we went on this mystical thing and magical essence was to happen, but she realized that headaches was the fact of looking inward, seeing that, you know, we don't lose our faith, rather that of displacement. For from time to time, the growth of us gets stronger with spirit. A true awakening, then I explain again to Brenda, is one of which is personal. From God and spirit, it allows you to oversee what you have achieved to where you are going next to take it all in and enjoy that effervescence, you know, of life and spirit together and jumping back on the path of spirituality, for you only took a break. That is all. A short interval for yourself to gain. That's the secret. We gain. Spiritualism and you, what a concept. Kind of like Rice and Krispies, you know, go hand in hand giving you Rice Krispies. I know that's a corny way of putting it, but, you know, that's the inter-you, all of one going hand in hand with each other. It's about spiritualism in you. Well, all you fabulous people, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Like always, thank you so very much for all your calls. I love speaking with each and every one of you. It's great. You know, you make my night, and I hope I make yours. Remember, folks, check out www.deadwhisper.com for my new DVD, Collector's Edition, shot in Al Capone's in Chicago. We were in Chicago, and I can't believe it. She's from Chicago. That's great. You know, the Studebaker Mansion in Indiana and the Mantino State Hospital in Illinois. It's being deemed too hot for television, and once you see it, you'll understand why. And again, Signs from Heaven, my newest release, my book. You know, it's online. I hope you check it out and give me some feedback. Well, it comes to that time again, folks. May all your dreams be good ones. Don't ever stop dreaming. Live life fully each and every day. for this is the day you were given to do so. Yesterday is a treasure, today is a gift, and tomorrow awaits you. God bless you all bunches. I'm Robbie Thomas, from me to you. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.